I'm ready.
Huh?
I'm ready.
You don't look ready. You sure about that?
Was born ready.
Don't you say that every time.
And with two penises.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with the guy with two penises, Josh Reese.
What's up? And I tell you, two penises, they do come in handy.
Okay, so I didn't spoil your secret, did I?
No.
It wasn't a secret?
You know what? It's something I think I should tell the world. I have two penises!
Well, now a couple thousand people know.
There we go.
So, congratulations.
And you know what? It's not that bad.
What's bad? What would be bad about it?
Nothing, exactly.
Now, do you have to, when you have to go to the bathroom, does like only one dick have to pee sometimes, or do they both pee at the same time?
Same time.
Same time every time.
So I go to the bathroom much, much quicker. It's much more efficient.
So every time you pee, it comes out both holes. Both holes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Does one stream ever stop before the other one?
No.
Like, do they race?
I think you're putting,
like, hey, I'm going to beat you, and like the
you're
left dick.
Way too much thought into
the
this.
Left dick is done before the right one.
No,
they stop simultaneously.
It's not left and right. It's one's on top and one's on bottom.
Okay, so top bottom, but they stop at the same exact time.
Yeah, you're putting way too much thought.
Does one drip longer? Like, no. Does one have a drip?
It's the same thing. They're very efficient.
Your dicks have great chemistry.
They are. Well, they've been alive together for a number of years.
Wow. What about if you, when you pleasure yourself, if
now
you just...
that becomes difficult.
Two hands, where does the phone go? You can't hold the phone.
No.
Wow.
And you definitely can't do a stranger on there.
No.
No.
Now, do you just have two testicles? Or do you have
I just
four
have
balls?
Two testicles. One that services each.
Okay, I see. Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Good to know. Hey, but let's talk about wrestling.
Well, this is what's wrong with Josh Reese's anatomy, I think. What else is weird?
Well, there's
about
stuff
you?
That's wrong with you,
you have,
too, Andrew.
You have two butts?
I have two cheeks.
You have
I have just one crack, though.
I have the size of two butts, but I just have one butt.
Oh, yeah. Zing. Now, do you have anything extra on your body?
No.
A third nipple, maybe?
Well, I have the size of two dicks, but it's one dick.
Oh.
But it's like the size of two dicks. I mean, like...
Yeah, the size of two
It's like the size of two big dicks.
Mm.
Just think of the biggest dick, and then, again.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. This is a very odd start to the podcast.
You started it.
You started it.
No.
No, you started it.
No, you started it.
Definitely
you I'm going to play the tape because you randomly said I have two penises. So I went with it.
You asked me and I told you.
No, I did not.
You're going to edit this out and it's going to make me sound weird.
I'm not going to edit this out. That's
okay,
the thing.
Whatever.
I'm going to definitely not edit
you're
this
make
out.
It weird.
So, also, I have my sinus infection came back. I had one. I went to the doctor, took some antibiotics. It went away for a week. And now it's back. So, thanks.
Do you like your ENT?
What's that?
Oh, with as much as you... I figured you had a...
an inhaler?
Ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Well, no, I actually need to go find an allergist again, because I had one, and then... They found... This was, like, a long time ago. They found a pill that basically cured me. I told you this story. Where, like, I had no symptoms of allergies anymore, and I have really bad allergies, but this pill cured me. Then all of a sudden... If you want to believe a conspiracy, McMahon, they took that medication off the market for whatever reason. I don't know. Was it because it cured people that have allergies?
Well, Andrew, if you know anything about the drug market, you can't have healthy people out there.
Right.
You have to have sick people.
Yeah.
So they keep buying medicine.
Exactly.
McMahon.
So they cured it. And then they took it off the market because it was too good.
Yeah.
So now I have allergies again.
What you need to do is go like black market, see if there's like a Mexican pill.
Well, hook me up.
What? Just because I'm Mexican, I automatically know black market people?
Yes.
No.
If you want to bury a body, I can tell you what construction yard to go to, Josh. Let's help me, and then you help, and then I'll help you. Okay.
Teamwork.
Help me help you, Josh.
Teamwork. I like that.
Yes.
Okay.
So in case. You know, if you're listening, in case you haven't realized by now, We're not talking about NXT today because it's
why
just,
should we?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like they had a live show.
No. Very weird episode of NXT.
Oh my God. Okay. Before you start, can I talk about how much I hated this fucking episode? Because the matches were actually all pretty good. But it was so weird. You know, every time they went back to this fucking Charlie Caruso, I wanted to slap the shit out of her.
Now,
and not because I'm sexist, because it was fucking ridiculous. Because
it turns you on.
Yeah, a little bit, sure.
Well, now let's go to the other part of the world to watch this match. And now we'll go over here to watch this match. So,
did they not have any budget for a live show to have all four of these matches on at once?
I don't know. Look, I just think they did it for timing issues, I guess. I don't know why.
My mind's about to explode. Okay,
well,
whatever.
It really wasn't an episode of NXT, so it starts with Charlie Caruso in the middle of the ring in the Performance Center, and she says that NXT was in San Jose, California for round two of the Dusty Rhodes Classic, and Tom Phillips and Corey Graves were there, so take it away, guys. So we go to the previously recorded matches, and no, Tom Phillips and Corey Graves were not there. You know how I know that? Because they showed the whole arena, and there's no announce table.
I didn't catch that. That's a good one.
Well, and they never showed them at the announce table either, because they weren't. They
normally they would.
Right. They recorded their commentary in a sound booth. And it makes sense that they weren't there, because that was basically a house show where they were taping these matches.
Yeah.
So,
but don't fucking try to fool us.
No, exactly. Yeah, right. Don't try to fool us. Don't say they were there. They weren't.
No.
You don't even have to say anything. You just have to say, all right, let's go to the match. And then we have Corey Graves and Tom Phillips from commentary. That way, you're not lying to the audience because you're not saying anything about it.
Yeah.
So you're not lying. It's just like, okay, sure, they recorded it. They recorded the commentary later. That's perfectly fine.
Previously recorded. Why not?
Yeah.
And you know what? Another reason why you could say that is because at one point, I don't remember which match it was, but he had a call that was too early.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Like just a second too early. When
that's funny.
I think it was in the Akam and No Way Jose match.
Uh-huh.
They were counting 1, 2, 3, and they go 1, 2, and before he hit 3, he goes, oh, he kicks out. And before he hits 3, and I was like, oh, yeah, that motherfucker, they're not there.
I want to go back and watch that now. I mean, I won't, but
no,
I kind of want to, but no,
don't feed the network.
Yeah,
it's only $9.99.
Not for me, it isn't. You're still paying it every month, aren't you?
I'm still paying.
Why are you such a sucker?
I told you, I'm an investor in WWE. I have to keep the money going. In fact,
you think
I'm
going
to tattle on you because you're screwing up my profits.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're not on the podcast anymore. Bye-bye.
Don't cut off my mic.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the NXT Recap. It's just me from now on. All right. So I don't think your one subscription is going to help your stock.
In my mind, it does.
Okay. So, anyways, our first match is Team TM61 versus Team Aries. And all these matches are for the Dusty Rhodes Classic. It's round two. And Aries tells the crowd that he has a broken eye hole and cannot compete tonight, obviously, because of what happened with Nakamura.
I actually love that line. Broken eye hole.
Yeah, broken eye hole. So Aries suggests that TM61 just forfeit since they're a better tag team anyway. Look, they're going to lose anyway, so you might as well forfeit. So out comes William Regal, and he says, well, how about Roderick Strong just take on one member of TM61, and whoever wins will advance to the next round. And it's kind of silly they did this anyway, because anyone that looked up anything about Austin Aries' injury, you know he's out for more than a week. But Regal comes out, and he says, yes, you can't compete tonight, but the doctors told me that you would be able to compete next week. What? Or will he be evaluated in a week to see if he could compete? Mm. That's not how... That's like in the NFL, oh, I have a concussion, you can't play tomorrow. But you know what? I'm a doctor. I already know that concussion will be gone a week from now. No, you don't.
Well, that's how it works, though.
No, it doesn't.
All concussions are gone in 1 week.
That's not true.
Well, except Cam Newton's. His lasted for like...
Who is it? Jordan Reed on the Redskins was out for 2 weeks, or 2 or 3 weeks with a concussion.
90% of the concussions only last 1 week.
Okay, but broken eye holes?
Broken eye holes, that should keep you up.
That's a few months, I think, yeah.
Yes.
So obviously we knew who was going to win right away.
Well, I'll tell you this. I actually thought that they were going to win. I didn't think this was going to be something that kept him out for a long time. I thought the broken eye hole was just kind of like a work and that he just had a black eye.
What?
I thought it was just a black eye. Oh,
so you didn't look it up?
Bone.
No. Oh, okay, so
no, but I actually thought that this was their way to get them.
Dude,
to win.
Wait! Last week's podcast, didn't I say that in the news? Did I say that in news that he had a broken eye hole and he's going to be out for a while?
I don't remember you saying he was going to be out for a while.
Maybe I'm pretty sure I said that.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Sounds like someone doesn't listen.
No, I really
no.
I thought it really was going to be a short hiatus.
Yeah, I mean, like a black eye. Yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah,
a broken eye hole. That's another.
That's a whole different story.
So Shane Thorne takes on Roderick Strong, and Thorne hits a sit down power bomb and goes for the pin, but Aries distracts the ref. Nick Miller then gets in Aries' face, but Strong drop kicks him through the ropes. Then Thorne fruit rolls up Strong to get the win, and TM61 advances to the next round.
Yay!
To get destroyed.
Are they matched up with the Authors of Pain? I think they are.
No.
No. Okay.
No. No, they are not.
Okay.
They're matched up with Sanity.
Oh, well. Okay.
By the way, so if
I think we know how that was.
If Aries didn't get injured in real life, do you think they would have still lost this match?
I wonder if eventually they would have went the same route as Bobby Roode and Ty Dillinger. Austin Aries just walk off. You're not as great as me,
well,
motherfucker.
But that would be too, like, you know, you can't just do the same thing for every heel tag team.
I don't know. I didn't see them.
But because then, if you had Team Aries win and you have Sanity win, then you're having two heel teams fight each other again, and I just don't see them doing that. So I kind of feel like TM61 was going to win anyway.
Yeah, maybe. And plus, they have to push some of these tag teams.
Well,
because that's a legit tag team, TM61.
They are, but they're
Strong
like
and the other guys.
They're
not
like the ultimate jobbers.
But they're
not like full jobbers. They win some matches, but ultimately when it counts, they lose those matches. They lose every match that counts.
So they're the American Alpha of SmackDown?
Yes.
It all comes
from
circle.
They don't get their legs broken every match like American Alpha does, so there's a difference.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah. All right, so next up we have Gargano and Ciampa versus The Revival, except no, we don't. Unfortunately,
sigh.
Very disappointing.
Shit. Yeah. So this is another one where technically they didn't fight.
Right. And that's what we were talking about because we were both saying, like, you know, Josh and I were both saying, well, we can't see The Revival losing, especially in the second round.
Yeah.
But we also thought that from day one, Gargano and Ciampa were going to win this tournament. So, you know, who's going to win this match?
Turns out no one.
That's just how they did it. So The Revival come out. Scott Dawson walks out in crutches claiming that he has a severe knee injury and can no longer compete.
He tore everything in his knee. His patella, his MCL, ACL, everything.
So they have to forfeit the match, but they tell Gargano and Ciampa that they should be happy that they can easily move on to the next round. So yeah, I mean, look, we couldn't see The Revival losing in this tournament, so that's how they did it. Just a forfeit.
Now,
it gives them more heat technically, but it also doesn't let us see a Revival match.
Well,
we'll
eventually see it.
This is how, of course. This is how you keep the heat going, and then this is how, you know, once Gargano and Ciampa win the freaking tournament, then.
But shit, I really wanted to see this.
Sure, but they're saving it. They're going to save it for the. Takeover after Toronto.
Yeah, fuck, this is going to take forever.
Which makes me wonder, like, what's The Revival going to do?
Yeah, because
at Takeover Toronto, I guess they're not going to fight. Or maybe they'll cost Gargano and Ciampa their match against.
That's a good one. Yeah, they might.
They could do that.
That way they don't win the Dusty Rhodes tag team, and that way Ciampa and Gargano are pissed.
Yeah.
So maybe this is one that they actually demand a rematch, like, on an actual, maybe not Takeover, but, like, on an actual NXT live.
Right.
Not live, but, you know, taping.
So anyways, Gargano and Ciampa are then interviewed backstage, and they say that they're not surprised about The Revival forfeiting the match.
Hold on, let me show you my emoji face.
Yeah, that was bad. That was really bad.
It's so weird.
How are these guys so funny on Twitter?
And so good in the ring.
And so good in the ring, but then their backstage interviews are terrible. Hey, let's show you our emoji faces. And then they are super
duper bland. I mean, do they like force them not to
these
have
guys,
any personality?
These guys invented the glorious bomb. How did this happen?
I don't understand. Like, seriously, do they say, hey, guys, don't be the characters that y'all guys are actually, you know, in normal life. You have to be these bland, dry, unfunny characters.
I mean, they might as well, like, be in a stable with Bobby Roode. You know, like the glorious music comes out. And then, like, first Gargano and Ciampa come out, and then they just, like...
Oh, yeah, and then they're filming behind.
Yeah, and then Bobby Roode comes out, shakes their head, and they walk to the ring. That's for Bobby Roode's face turn. That's what that's for.
But no, but seriously, these guys are faces, right? Faces are supposed to be funny, and you're supposed to like faces.
Look, they're trying to be funny.
Fair. It's not landing well.
Yeah. I mean, they're funny on Twitter. That's it. They're not funny in their backstage interviews.
Sigh.
Yeah. So then we also go backstage to Cedric Alexander, who challenges CN to a match anytime, any place. I assume that's just going to be at TakeOver Toronto.
At least Regal didn't come out and say, hey, that match starts now.
That's a Stephanie McMahon thing.
Oh, there
and a Daniel Bryan thing. And a Mick Foley thing. And a Shane McMahon thing. And anyone that's been a GM in the history of Raw or SmackDown thing.
But not William Regal.
No, not William Regal.
Yet.
But yeah, I mean, I can't wait for this match.
It's going to be flippy,
or,
I'll tell you that.
Or can I?
I think it'll be a good match. It'll be very flippy, though.
Yeah. I don't know about Cena as a bad guy, though. I don't think he can do it.
Yes.
Anyway, so next up we have the Authors of Pain versus the Dancing Idiots. In case you don't know who they are, that's Noé José and Rich Swann.
I kind of like the Dancing Idiots name. Maybe we can just call them that from now on?
Yeah.
Dancing Idiots.
And this is the most trouble we've seen the Authors of Pain get into in any match.
I will say...
Noé José and Rich Swann are their hardest match so far.
And that's
far.
Because they finally fought someone that was the same size as them?
Well, one of them. I mean, Rich Swann isn't. Noé José is tall. Rich Swann's very
you know what?
Small.
Who was that tag team from last week? The fat white guys?
Yeah.
If only they fought the fat white guys,
right.
They would have steamrolled Razor and Akam. Damn, if not for the draw. Luck of the draw, huh?
Yeah. So Paul Ellering attacks Rich Swann while the ref is distracted in this match. And Tom Phillips says, this is the first time we've seen Ellering do this. Well, it's actually the first time we've seen Ellering do anything. So yes. It's a bigger deal than you think, Tom Phillips. Because before, he just walked to the ring, point to the ring, and then they leave.
Right? You think he could have said something like, oh my God, what's Ellering doing? He's fucking with the match.
You know, in tennis, you're not allowed to talk to your coach like while you're doing the tennis match.
Yeah.
Like your coach is sitting watching, but you're not allowed, the coach isn't allowed to give you signals or talk to you or anything like that. Tennis coaches do more for their tennis players during their tennis matches than Paul Ellering does usually for his Authors of Pain. Right. But in this match, he actually just grabbed Rich Swann and just pulled him down on the rope for like a few seconds. So he really didn't do much.
No, but that was a lot of damage.
But it was a big deal because he's never done anything.
Right.
So.
It's in his contract.
Yeah. And so Noé José almost pulls off the victory, but the Authors hit their clothesline finisher to advance.
I actually, you know, I hate Noé José and Rick Swann, but I actually like this match. It was fine. Maybe it was because it was the most I've ever seen Razor and Akam work.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was nice to see them have more than a 3-minute match.
Right. And, look... So now the Authors of Pain are going to face Gargano and Ciampa in the next round.
Okay, so that's the next one?
So this is how it's going to end.
No, don't tell me. I want to be surprised.
No. There's two scenarios.
Two scenarios.
And I think this is accurate. If Gargano and Ciampa win, they're either going to win with an easy roll-up or a count-out to where, like, Paul Ellering's like, not today, you know, like he says that shit, and they just get counted out and Gargano and Ciampa advance.
And then
or
the shit out of him afterwards.
Yeah. Or what may be more likely is that the Revival cost Gargano and Ciampa their match against the Authors of Pain. So if the Authors of Pain win, That's because the revival is going to cost Gargano and Ciampa. And if Gargano and Ciampa win, it's because they get counted out or they get an easy roll-up, you know, some bullshit lucky roll-up.
I could see them. Because
you can't bury the Authors of Pain. And by losing by count-out, then a lucky roll-up, then you're like, oh, they just won with a lucky roll-up, or a count-out. That's, you know, anyone could get counted out.
So you can't see these guys having an actual 10-15-minute match and then losing from, you know.
From, like, a finishing move? No.
Well, oh, God.
No.
I can see it now. The spear that Ciampa will end up using. No, it's Gargano.
Gargano.
He uses that, and he just bounces off him like a torpedo.
Right. Oh, it did nothing.
It's a dud.
It did nothing.
Oh, shit.
So that's how I see it playing out.
Yeah, I'm actually worried. I think they might lose.
Which is, yeah, that would be crazy. Anyway, so...
Oh, God. Could this set up an eventual Sanity versus Authors
of Pain? No way, Jose. No, I don't think so. I think one of them's got to lose. So actually, that's why... Actually, I think Gargano and Ciampa will pull it off with some roll-up or a count-out. And then they'll face Sanity.
But you're 100% right, though. I can totally see that the revival fucking with them.
Because if TM61...
Maybe they come out and try to fuck with them,
because let's say it's TM61 versus the Authors of Pain for the final match.
We've already seen that before.
Right. And no one's going to... No one would pick TM61 has a chance of winning.
Major swerve, though.
That's why it has to be Sanity versus Gargano and Ciampa, because Sanity's been dominating, and then it'll be like, oh, can Gargano and Ciampa pull it off? And they probably will. Unless the revival cost them that match, but, you know, okay. That's how I see it playing out.
Okay, well, I can see that. I do see them eventually getting fucked with by the revival.
Right, yeah.
I'm hoping that they would end up powering through and still being able to win, though. Maybe.
I think if they interfere, they're losing, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
So our last match is TJ Perkins, don't forget to dab like a 12-year-old, and Kota Ibushi versus Sanity. And by the way, we're back in Florida for this match. The first three matches, well, really, they're only two because the Revival quit, but the first three, or did the Revival come out in Florida as well?
I can't tell. I don't know which part of this was real.
The last
wasn't.
Match was in Florida, where the NXT tapings usually are at.
Mm-hmm.
The other two matches were in San Jose, California.
Okay.
So then did you notice the arena change? We went back to the original arena.
Mm-hmm. Well, one was like completely black or whatever.
Right. It was a house show. That was, you know, it was a house show arena. So Ibushi hits the Golden Star Powerbomb on one of the guys from Sanity. I think one of them is Alexander Wolf, and who's the other one? I forgot. Their names don't really matter. It doesn't matter. So anyways, he hits the Golden Star Powerbomb, goes for the pin, but Eric Young and Nikki Cross distract the referee. Sanity then hits their finisher to advance to the next round. So I'm glad we don't have to see TJ Perkins twice a week anymore.
But now you get to see Sanity chewing on ropes. And being weird. They're not crazy.
Well, like Eric Young is...
Eric
Young plays crazy well.
Insane. But the other ones are just fucking weird.
Yeah.
Fucking chewing on ropes and the other girl.
Well, it just looks like they're all being prepped for the Wyatt family, you know?
I've never seen Eric Rowan or the other guy fucking chew on ropes.
Fucking
num num num. You know who they remind me of?
It just wouldn't make sense to like bring Sanity ever to the main roster. We already have a Wyatt family. We don't need two.
No, but I imagine Eric Young eventually would make it out there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
but seriously, you know who the guys on Sanity kind of remind me of? Of Mice and Men. They remind me of George. George.
Oh.
Just fucking...
Wait, which one's the retard?
They're all the retards.
They're both?
No, all three of
they're
them.
They're both the George?
Woman. The woman is George, too. She's Georgette.
Oh, okay.
Seriously. They're just weird.
Yeah.
They're not crazy. They're not creepy.
Right.
They're weird and strange. And they're not pulling what they're going for. All.
Yeah, they're not pulling it off that
except
well.
For Eric Young.
Except for
Eric
Young,
I believe, is insane.
Yeah, the other two guys are pretty boring.
Yeah.
All right, so that was NXT. Hopefully next week will be better.
I thought it was a good episode, though. I thought it was fun.
What are you talking about? All right, well, fine. Let's talk about what you liked about NXT and what you didn't like.
I liked the matches. The episode made no sense just because they kept on going back and forth to all these different places. Pieced together like a quilt.
Is there going to be one more episode before TakeOver?
Is there? I don't know how many more tag teams we have left.
No, there's two more weeks.
Two more weeks?
Yeah.
So okay, so they'll have the same.
But there finals. is only four teams left.
So they'll have the semifinals and the finals matches on TakeOver.
Just the one match on TakeOver, but they're going to be waiting a week. Like there's going to be a week of no tag team matches for the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Because there's two more NXT tapings than Toronto.
Well, which is fine because we haven't seen the girls in a while and you know they've got to come back soon.
All right.
Mickie James has to come out because she was here. She was here this week, kind
of. Was she?
No, they did that stupid video package.
Yeah.
For her. Kang. All
right. So let's get to some quick awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
Worst dressed? Sanity? No, no way, Jose. And Rick Swann.
Pick one.
Rick Swann.
No, pick No Way Jose.
Fine, No Way Jose.
I had Rick Swann. he had wings on his tights.
Right? I was trying to figure out what that was.
And not they weren't on his, they were like stapled to his tights.
Yeah.
So
I shouldn't have to stare at a man's ass.
That was horrible.
But WWE made me stare at that because I tried to figure out what the fuck was on his pants.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So,
assholes.
Who is your best dressed?
Best dressed? The champs? Even though they were injured just because I like
the Revival? Clinkett?
Sure, why not?
Well yeah.
I like the top guys, Clinkett.
There weren't really any girls.
I don't like the Charlie Caruso. And yeah, she's a chick, but she's not that hot.
No, I think she's pretty. She just doesn't wear flattering clothes. It looked like she was wearing a blanket. Yeah. Go watch the episode. It looks like she's wearing a blanket.
I don't like her voice either, but we're not doing the best voice awards.
Right.
But.
I don't know who to pick for best dressed. I don't want to just pick the Revival because that's who you
Gargano
picked.
Gargano and Ciampa then.
No, they don't.
They're the other top guys out.
No, because they wear those DIY shirts and they suck.
They do suck.
Oh God!
Austin Aries with his black.
I'll go with Paul Ellering and his navy and his baby blue suit. Yes, that'll do.
There we go.
Worst moment.
Worst moment.
Worst moment.
We can't have the same thing, I guess. I guess worst moment.
Can you handle it? Can you handle it?
You can pick that. I guess worst moment.
Can you handle it? Can you handle it?
It was not Ciampa and Gargano facing the Revival.
That's actually what I wrote too. The Revival.
Oh, well, fuck. Well, fine.
Well, doesn't matter.
I'll use fucking Rick Swann coming out then.
You know why Rick Swann? And you know, and half the time they call him Rick Swann, the other time they call him Rich Swann.
Well, they fucking mispronounce Ciampa's name all the time.
Yeah, they say Ciampa and Ciampa. Yeah,
sometimes it's Ciampa.
Make a decision, guys, so we know what to do.
Right.
Anyway, so here's why Rich Swann is worse. He dances like an idiot, and his song sucks.
Feel it, feel it.
Can you handle it? Can you handle it? I actually kind of like No Way Jose's song until he comes out and he dances. So, do you hate the song too? Or do you just hate the song because of what happens after the song plays? Come on, stop it.
I hate them both.
All right. And what was your best moment? I had them losing. No Way Jose and Rich Swann losing.
Yeah, lose. That was fine. Best moment. Best moment is the fucking champs. Those the mic skills that which what I can't remember their fucking names.
Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson.
Dash, I think it's Dash. Dash is the bald one.
No. Scott Dawson's the bald one.
Scott Dawson's the bald one?
Yeah.
His mic skills are on fire. He is great.
He was good.
I love his delivery and all that. And, yeah, I'll go with him. He's the Kevin Owens of NXT right now.
Well, let's not get too crazy.
You know what? No, it should be the Revival show. No, fuck Nakamura. Fuck Asuka. The Revival is the best thing going for NXT right now.
That's true.
Yeah, it should be the Revival.
They're the
show.
Best champs.
Yeah.
All right.
And they should be best friends.
Got some news here. So recently signed independent wrestler Tommy End, who we mentioned a few weeks back, that got signed. He made his debut at an NXT live event on Thursday. Except all he did was cut a promo saying he came to NXT to burn down an empire. So,
well,
they should probably release him, right? I mean, the first thing he said was, I want to destroy NXT. They should probably just fire him. Oh, you want to destroy? Okay, well, you're fired. So,
right. Well, I mean, if you're going to say you want to kill the president, I mean, those people are the ones that get in trouble.
Yeah. Also,
you keep those plans to yourself, bro.
Yeah, I agree. Also, there are rumors that NXT will have a women's tournament early next year. And the tournament will be similar to the tag team and cruiserweight ones, and they will feature women wrestlers from all around the world. So I'm actually intrigued by that. Just don't make them shake hands before the match is... Well, they don't do that in the tag team tournament, so hopefully they won't do that for
And you know what? If
one.
They gave them their own show, that'd be something I would watch. If it was a women's 185...
No, we don't need a women's only show. That's not necessary.
Why not? The men have
Sasha and Charlotte just main evented Hell in a Cell. We don't need a women. They're equals now.
Well, yeah, no, but like the cruiserweights have their own show. But if you're
that's to save us from having to watch the fucking cruiserweights. I like watching the women wrestle.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're going to end up having this fucking 30 different women, what are you going to do with all these women?
Nah. No, that's not
They had fucking a shit ton of men for the cruiserweights.
I know, but a lot of those cruiserweights didn't stick around.
Fair, fair. Well, they might be sticking around now that they're doing that stupid 205 thing.
Yeah. Oh, God. Four. It's like an hour show, so I imagine it's like four flippity-do matches in a row.
That's how they should promote it. You like flips? Then come to NXT.
And I'm going to say this right now, so don't ask me again. No, we will not be recapping the 205 live show. Let me say this again for clarification. No, there will not be a recap podcast for 205 live. I would not be able to take that.
But wait, that might be where the cruiserweight belt is.
Good. I hope it is. I hope I never see TJ Perkins again.
You mean Brian Kendricks. The Brian Kendricks.
No, Brian Kendrick is fine. I hate TJ Perkins. Stop dabbing. Your submission move sucks.
Outside from the Brian Kendricks, are there any...
Brian Kendrick. Don't say Brian Kendricks. It's Brian Kendrick.
The Brian Kendrick, right?
Yes.
Okay, the Brian Kendrick.
But you said Byron.
Oh, God. Fuck. I can't say anything. Aside from...
Say it.
TBH.
TBH? This is really happening right now, people. This is real. This is all real. We didn't plan this bit.
Aside from the Brian Kendrick...
Yeah, he did it, everyone.
Are there any cruiserweights that you like?
No!
No! Okay, that was too quick.
Tony Nese is okay. Tony Nese is pretty good. But no, it doesn't matter. Like, all of a sudden, one day on Raw, it's like they just basically went, here are the cruiserweights! And it's like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
You're supposed to know because you're watching the Cruiserweight Championship.
But I didn't.
Well, that's on you, Andrew.
No, it's on them.
You could go back on the network.
That's bad storytelling.
$9.99.
That's like if you went to the movies and you watched like a movie and it's like, oh well, I'm sorry, you won't understand this because you didn't watch the you didn't read the prologue or some shit. Like it makes you didn't you know you have to like if you make a movie you have to, everything has to be explained in that movie. You can't just say oh well, you didn't see in the like when I saw Cloverfield Lane. Did you see that shit?
Is that the one with John Candy?
John Candy. He died like 20 years ago.
No.
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Yes.
Fucking John's mixed up.
Now, did you see the original Cloverfield?
No, I don't watch scary movies.
Okay, well, it's not that scary.
And
it's
a
just
monster.
It's a monster movie. So you didn't watch Godzilla?
He's a lizard.
That movie sucked anyway, the new Godzilla.
Wait, which Godzilla movie?
The recent one, like the one with Bryan Cranston.
That one was super stupid. I like the one with Matthew Broderick better.
That sucked too. Anyways, I don't want to get into all that, but what I'm saying is they market Cloverfield comes out, I don't know, it was like a while ago, and that was a monster movie. Then Cloverfield Lane comes out, everyone thinks, oh, it's a sequel to Cloverfield.
Mm-hmm.
It has Cloverfield in the name. Come to think of, come to my surprise, no, it was not a sequel to Cloverfield, has nothing to do with Cloverfield. They basically just put Cloverfield in the title so that people would go see it because they would think it's a Cloverfield sequel. So I said, oh, well, this movie sucked. I thought it was a Cloverfield sequel. And then people tell me, no. Oh, you didn't read J.J. Abrams' interview where he said it's not a Cloverfield sequel? Okay, first of all, I shouldn't have to go watch or read a J.J. Abrams interview to understand a movie. Fair. That's not how movies work.
Fair.
That's not how they work.
I'll give you that. Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, you slapped Cloverfield on the fucking movie title to make more money. That's what you did. If this wasn't called Cloverfield, it was actually a pretty good movie. But since you called it Cloverfield, you made me think it was a Cloverfield sequel. You made me think I'm going to see that big monster that was awesome in the first one. And you didn't. It was like a 2-hour movie. An hour and 45 of it is inside. They're just inside this small house.
So it was just a movie about shitty parenting?
Well, it wasn't parenting, but... It wasn't parent. He wasn't like their parent.
Oh, I thought that was their dad, and he was just like keeping him below ground.
No. They were kind of like prisoners, actually.
Oh.
Anyways, so...
Yeah, it's kind of depressing. I get you totally, yeah.
So what am I talking about?
We were talking about the stupid cruiserweights.
How did I go off on Cloverfield?
No, because...
Oh, because you said I have to watch the cruiserweight tournament to understand who these cruiserweights are.
That's right.
No, I shouldn't have to. No. When someone gets called up from NXT, they explain who they are. I didn't watch NXT when Kevin Owens debuted on Raw, but I was like, oh, they explained who this guy was very well, and he's awesome.
Did they?
No.
When Kevin Owens came up to the main, was his first appearance the match against John Cena?
Well, no, but the first thing, he came out on Raw and he didn't challenge John Cena, he like powerbombed Cena.
Okay, but then...
Like, Cena had the U.S. Open Challenge, and then Kevin Owens came out. And Kevin Owens was like, no, I'm not answering the challenge today. I'll do it when I want, because I'm the NXT champion. And then he powerbombed Cena.
Okay.
But that was a good debut, because then we all understood who this guy was. He's a badass. He just took out Cena.
He's not NXT champion.
Not, here are the cruiserweights! Love them! They flip! Cool!
They flip and do other shit.
Yeah.
And they're athletic.
That's why I don't like them. I don't even know. I still don't know who these guys are.
Well, I think you know a little bit. You know that.
Who's Drew Gulak? They don't even explain who he is.
Well, he's an asshole. I think he might be a medieval fighter.
Yeah.
You know that TJ Perkins is part of a Game Boy.
He's Mega Man.
He's Mega Man.
Mega Boy. Really.
Brian Kendricks is a pirate.
Yes, I think so. He's like Jack Sparrow. He's like a gay pirate.
Yeah, he's Jack Sparrow. And then...
or a bi-curious pirate.
A bi-curious pirate. Yes. So, I mean, you got a little bit of backstory on
just,
some of them.
Just Kendrick and Perkins, that's it.
There you go. Well,
that's not enough.
You know...
Just keep them on the fucking new show. Just keep the cruiserweights on that new show. Keep them off of Raw, please. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Andrew's plea.
That's
Andrew's
my plea.
Andrew's plea to the writing department. Or is this a Triple H and... Triple H thing.
It's a Triple H thing.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to fan questions, shall we?
I guess, sure.
Shall we?
Not?
You want to pull the ones off of Facebook?
Yeah.
Be a doll?
Pull the ones off.
Be a deer.
I'll be a deer.
All right, so this one is from Nick Wyman. Could you see WWE doing a Nia Jax and Braun Strowman love angle? First of all, dude. I know
times,
you listen to the podcast.
How many times have I said live sex celebration?
Right. I mean, this was originally my idea. I said they're building towards a Nia Jax Braun Strowman match, but then at the end, it just ends with them making out. So, what are you talking about, man? Come on.
Why, man? So, do you want a Facebook question now?
Go for it.
Okay. Autumn Wolf, she would like to know, what are the top three Oscars should face from either roster? I imagine she means from SmackDown or...
Oh, from any roster, who should Asuka face?
Asuka face. The top three.
Well, look, I would love for her to face Charlotte, Sasha, and then Becky Lynch, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, they're the top three.
Better, Becky Lynch or Bayley?
I like Becky better.
Okay.
I'm not that into Bayley.
I don't like Bayley's finisher, but I like everything else about Bayley.
I don't know.
So those the same three she faced in NXT, pretty much.
She didn't.
I don't think she
no,
faced
she never
Charlotte.
Faced any of them.
Well, she faced Bayley.
Asuka? I didn't say Bayley.
Oh yeah.
I said Becky, Charlotte, and Sasha.
Fair. I guess I meant the three from NXT.
Yeah. All right, Rito. If you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be, and what would be your weakness? So I've had this answer for many years. My power would be to freeze time like Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell. Did you ever watch Saved by the Bell?
He could do that.
You never watched it?
I've watched Saved by the Bell.
You know, remember when something's about to happen and then Zach goes, "Time out." And then everyone freezes, and then he talks to the audience. He's like, "Oh, I can't believe Kelly's gonna fuck this other guy." Well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, he can freeze time and then do whatever he wants. So I would love to have Zach Morris's freeze time powers,
then
I could just do whatever I want, and then unfreeze time whenever I want. My weakness would be
fuck Kelly.
My weakness would be that I'm always gonna be obsessed with Kelly Kapowski. But that's, I mean, frankly,
nothing
I would
to be wrong about.
Yeah, I'd welcome that weakness. So, what about you?
Superpower. I don't know if I'd ever want a superpower. Like, my favorite superhero of all time.
You wouldn't want a superpower?
No, I'm a normal guy. My favorite superhero of all time was Batman. So, I mean, maybe I'd like to be rich so I could have all these cool toys.
Okay.
I don't know. And
that's not really a superpower, though.
I guess my superpower would be smarts. I'd like to be Brainiac.
That's a okay, fine.
You didn't say superhero superpower.
You have to think to make your life better. Pick a superpower to make your life better. At least give yourself super speed. Then you can play football and make millions, Josh.
Well, maybe I'll be a super smart man. Now I'll fucking run the world. I'll be the next Donald Trump.
He is not a super smart man. I'm going to move on. Anyways, this is from Casper Massey. Favorite TV show of all time and right now?
I think you already said Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. No. What, do you have one?
Favorite show of all time.
I think my favorite show of all time is The Simpsons. I think the best show ever was Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
There's a difference. Like, that's the best show ever. My favorite show is The Simpsons. The best show ever made is Breaking Bad. My favorite show right now is Daredevil.
That's a good one, yeah.
Daredevil's awesome.
I like the direction they're going with Daredevil. Favorite show of all time, probably the Drew Carey Show. I love the Drew Carey Show. Love.
Okay.
And I guess current favorite show, The Walking Dead.
All right.
Why not?
It used to be mine. But then they went a little too crazy.
Did you see this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the kingdom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. I don't like the show when it's not, when Rick's not in it. The show is about Rick.
Like Crazy Rick?
Keep Rick on the show. Like, you can have the kingdom, but it doesn't have to be the whole episode. You can go back and forth. Fear the Walking Dead does that every week.
Well, I mean, and they used to do it. I've been watching on Netflix, I've been going back and watching from season one of The Walking Dead, and just seeing the transformation of Rick and how he gets more insane as time goes on is kind of cool.
Season two is the best
season.
Right
now I'm in the prison.
Season two is the best season.
Wait, season two when they're
on the farm. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The farm was the slowest.
No, a lot of stuff happened, though. That's where Shane kills Otis to save Carl. That was a big deal that completely changed
Shane.
They
just searched for Sophia the whole entire episode.
Then the surprise of Sophia being dead this whole time in the barn, that was amazing.
That was great.
And then Rick finally killing Shane, that was so emotional. Spoiler alert. Look, you've had 5 years to watch this fucking show.
No, I think Carl killing his mom was more emotional. I just
he
recently
didn't kill
watched
his
that.
Mom though.
Yeah,
she died, and then he shot her so she doesn't turn.
Still, but that's a heart wrenching moment. And then after that,
that's just too sad.
That is very sad. And then Carl's all hard and
he's hard.
No,
he killed his mom and he got hard.
Shut up. You know what I mean? He's hardened emotionally, asshole.
Stop saying he's hard. He's underage.
He's hardened emotionally.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And now he's just hard all the time.
All right. So, Crail Johnson asks, does Josh think the Miz and Daniel Bryan's segment on SmackDown was real? Did you watch SmackDown?
I thought that Daniel Bryan's reactions were real. Right?
So,
didn't you when he was all pissed off?
No.
Ah, fuck you, Miz. Ah, you asshole. Ah.
So you
I wish I
was,
could hit you, but I can't.
So you thought it was
because I'm your boss.
Okay. So
and
you
that
thought.
Would, yeah, I thought.
So
it
you
was,
thought it was all real.
Well, like I said, I thought Daniel Bryan's reaction's real.
No.
Of course, I know it was the Miz's was scripted, But then I don't know if Daniel Bryan knew he was going to get that pissed.
Come on, man. That's the whole angle. They're setting it up for a match.
Which I would be down for.
Okay, but it's not
real. Yeah, because then one day Daniel Bryan is going to go, you know what, Miz? I've had enough of this shit. Fucking, we're going to fight, asshole. He might not use those exact words because it's right. Very PG.
This one's for you as well. Narendra Bond. I'm from India, and I was laughing out loud about your lady preferences. So who's your favorite Bollywood actress? Do you have one?
I don't.
Do you know them by name?
I definitely don't know them by name. No offense, bro, but some of those names are pretty hard
Narendra,
to pronounce.
Narendra, I think that's a woman. Narendra.
Isn't?
Narendra.
No offense, broette. Those names are pretty hard to pronounce.
These are all for you. El Juano, how would you book Ryback's triumphant return to the ring? I wouldn't.
What?
How would you book his triumphant return to WWE?
Well, it's got to be a surprise, first of all. Oh man. You know what? Well, which show would we want him to debut on? Raw or SmackDown?
You tell me.
Okay. Here it is. Okay. So, Kevin Owens just beats Seth Rollins again at WrestleMania, right? WrestleMania match. Kevin Owens just beats him, right? And then next thing you know, you hear Ryback's music hit. Oh, shit! Kevin Owens is looking all around. What's going on? I just won. I'm so excited. I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. And then right from behind, Ryback comes from behind and power bombs him through the fucking mat. And it's so powerful that it fucking splits the mat in half, too.
Why would you waste
Kevin Owens through the ring?
Why would you waste Kevin Owens with a Ryback match?
Because then it sets up that Ryback wins Universal Championship.
Oh, by the way, Narendra is a guy, so I apologize, Narendra. That's my bad.
Yeah.
We don't have those names here, so we're not, you know, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, sorry, bro. Wouldn't you agree that, I mean, the WWE would be much better with Ryback holding the belt?
No, you're just trolling me now, so I'm going to ignore you. Jason Dearham. What's your best, your favorite ring attire and your worst ring attire? His favorite is HBK, all in white at WrestleMania. Yeah, the one where he fought Taker and he was all in white, that is my favorite too, I think. His worst is Big Daddy V's titties. That's pretty bad as well. I might have to just agree with you 100%.
Now, is he the fattest person that's ever been in the WWE?
I mean, he's close. WWF. Probably. I mean, Yokozuna was pretty big.
Yeah, Yokozuna was pretty fat, too.
Yeah.
But Yokozuna wasn't as big. And Big Daddy V was...
He was pretty big. Yokozuna was pretty big.
Well, I mean, height-wise. Big Daddy V was, like, really tall, too, right?
Yeah.
He was, like, what, almost 7 feet tall or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Close to that, I guess.
I remember where I was watching.
Yeah.
But I recently was watching, like, the top fattest WWE stars of all time. There were some big ones. Some big fat people that have been
King Kong Bundy. Do you have a favorite ring attire?
Ring attire.
I mean, right now my worst would be like Neville, anyone that comes out with a cape.
Yeah. Favorite would probably be Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode is great right now.
Yeah, but he doesn't, I mean, he comes out in a robe, but he doesn't wear that to wrestle.
Okay, so he means like the favorite to wrestle in.
I mean, whatever. I guess you could pick that. That's fine.
Kevin Owens is cool. I like Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
He's a badass. I don't know about worst.
Steve Jr. III, what wrestlers on Raw or SmackDown Live do you think should have stayed in NXT longer and why? Thanks, I love your podcast. Rock on, skull, rock on, emojis. I think the Ascension should have never left NXT. They should still be in NXT because they need the work and they're terrible on the mic and they're just bad altogether.
I kind of feel like American Alpha shouldn't have left because they have done nothing.
But they've just been used wrong.
Well, yeah, but if they were still in NXT, they'd be top guys.
Yeah. Top guys.
Top guys out.
Asad Boxa, what six wrestlers would you put in the Elimination Chamber? So
they
don't
do that anymore, though, right?
Well, no, there will be one. There's going to be one next year.
Okay.
But I guess...
Kevin Owens,
Seth Rollins.
Well, how much longer do you think this best friends thing is going to go with Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens?
Not much longer. I think they're going to be fighting in just like early January or something. I mean, they're going to be fighting soon before WrestleMania.
Well, I was going to say maybe Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho together, like a best friends club, cleaning everybody out.
Well, look, let's do it. There's six people. So
Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho.
Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles.
Was that four?
Two more. Yeah, Chris Jericho. That's fine.
John Cena.
We need one more. No.
No. Not John Cena.
No. Like Bray Wyatt. That'd be good. Be a good match.
Yeah. But I feel like they would...
I mean TJ Perkins to do a bunch of flips in the chamber.
Well, you know what else what it's missing is a big, strong guy. And you know Braun Strowman would be in that match.
Oh, God.
You know you would be.
Any more Facebook questions?
Yeah, there are a few. I didn't know if you were still reading Twitter questions.
Well, I am, but... All right, while you pull those up. Nathan Gardner asks, at what point in time did you realize you do a perfect Stone Cold impression? So when did you realize that, Josh?
I wasn't paying attention. What?
At what point in time did you realize you do a perfect Stone Cold impression?
What?
Oh, God.
What?
What point in time? I don't know. Like, because I was, like, in middle school when Stone Cold got popular, and I would do voices then.
Could you do them just as good?
I don't know. I did it pretty well then, yeah.
Mm.
So, middle school, high school.
Yeah.
Just because I used to listen to, I'm just an observer of voices, I guess, and I just pay attention to what people do and how they talk.
You do a lot of voices, though.
But Stone Cold's my best.
You can do the Joker pretty well.
Yeah, and really, there were some Joker...
I don't know where else the Joker would come and come.
There were some Joker requests on the questions, but my sinuses are killing me.
Until we get a script, you know.
It would just hurt more and more.
Someone said,
who's the Joker voting for? Like, Trump or Hillary?
Probably Trump.
I would vote for Trump. And yeah, like, I don't know. I don't want to do it.
You should just do it in a regular voice.
Man. I would vote for Trump because. It's because then you would have chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's fair. And then he would probably like assassinate Trump.
That was awful. That was me, not Andrew.
I think everyone knows that. Any more Facebook questions?
With the WWE contacting superstars to come back, you think someone called Ryback to say we're not that desperate for you?
Who is that from?
It's from Adam Wilson.
Oh, okay.
That was actually funny. And,
I'm pretty sure
also,
they have done that.
Also, fuck you, Adam. That's awful.
Yeah, I think they've done that, actually. I'm sure they have.
Autumn Wolf, I must say Josh is kind of right about Tamina is hot.
No, he's
but
not.
But Jax... She has a pretty face, but God, I wouldn't want to be under that. I wouldn't mind. I'd be on top, though, of course. But yeah, Tamina.
Would you let her sit on your face?
Tamina's hot.
You might never get up.
No.
Again.
Never.
What if that's her fetish, though?
We'd have to work on that.
You wouldn't make her happy?
No. I'm all about getting mine.
Wow. You're
a selfish.
Very
selfish lover.
You are. And I would think you'd be like... A very unselfish lover, like she would finish, and then like she'd be like, "Do you want me to?" And you're like, "No, it's okay."
No, I get mine. That's
she'd
it.
Be like, "No, suck it now." I don't see you doing that, Josh. You're
no.
like the nicest person.
No, but after I finish, and you know they're still not done, I kind of just say, "All right, I'm out of here."
This is getting gross.
You asked. So let's see. Campy Corleone, did Josh make Hell in a Cell at your place? And if so, did he bring a $5 hot and ready pizza? I did not. I had to cover a game that day. But if I did go, I would have brought a $5 hot and ready pizza.
And you
would have
been the only one eating it.
And that would have been fine. I would have enjoyed it.
We had much better food for Hell in a Cell than freaking Caesar's Pizza. What was it? Yeah,
Little Caesar's?
Little Caesar's.
Don't disrespect Pizza Pizza. Toby Frenigan, what three things would you put at the top of the list of Jericho? For me, I would put the people who hate Little Caesars. That those people are going on the list.
I would put Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. I'd also put people who hate Ryback. That would be on the list as well.
I would just put Ryback.
Well, you would go. You'd go on the list, Andrew. You just made the list.
The list of Rish.
The list of Rish.
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 Rishis.
That does sound a little bit Indian. Adam Wilson. This is the last one. Adam Wilson. Also, what does Austin think about Josh's unhealthy obsession about Ryback? It's not an unhealthy obsession. It's
well, clearly it's an unhealthy obsession. I mean, it's obvious that Josh needs to get some professional help because he's obsessed with a bald guy who looks like Goldberg, and he's got only half the talent that Goldberg has, and Goldberg didn't even have any talent.
I will say it's not unhealthy. I'm just expressing... I'm just sharing the views of a lot of people out there. I'm the voice of the voiceless. There is a very big majority of people out there that think that Ryback is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. I'm just bringing.
I've literally heard that from no one except you, Josh. I've heard that from nobody.
Yes, they're voiceless. I'm bringing the voiceless.
If someone asked me, hey, do you think Ryback belongs in the WWE? I'd say, he's not. He doesn't belong here.
Well, he belongs in the WWE Hall of Fame.
If you want to see me whoop Josh Reese's ass for loving Goldberg, give me a hell yeah.
Hell no. No, sir. I am disgusted by... I'm really disgusted by all these people and their hate for Ryback.
Shut up.
What did Ryback ever do to you people?
He sucked.
Other than give you great matches?
The big guy's gonna read a book.
What about that? Was that good?
I don't remember that one. So I
when he told everyone about this book that he read, like he was just bragging that he could read a book. Like, oh, wow.
Well, if he's dyslexic like me, yeah, that's something to brag about. The first time I could read a book, I remember I told everybody.
Yeah?
I probably
what book
said
was
the big
it?
Guy could read a book, too. Go, Dog, Go.
What's that?
That was a Dr. Seuss book, Go, Dog, Go.
Oh. You want to read it right now?
I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, good. All right, so, yeah, that's NXT. We got two more before Toronto. Thank you for that. But until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And you can also listen
have
to the show.
Have been doing... I'm asking a question.
Okay. Yeah, no, go ahead.
It doesn't have to be live read, Andrew.
No, yeah. Okay, go ahead, buddy.
I mean, because you always read 5-star reviews for the regular podcast. Uh-huh. Have people been leaving 5-star reviews for our podcast?
There are 5-star reviews, but they don't always leave like a passage with it. So sometimes it's just 5 stars, but there's no commentary. So I don't read those.
Well, guys, specifically say if you like the NXT podcast. Me and Andrew would like that feedback.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, they do it on Twitter, but it's all good.
Yeah.
So, let's try this again.
But do you have to read it word for word?
Yes.
Why can't we have some flow and back and forth?
Because no.
Okay, whatever.
So, make sure you subscribe. Anyways, yeah, you can also listen to the show on YouTube and check out Bad Lip Reading videos. We also do the pay-per-view video recaps.
Yes, make sure to go back and watch that Hell in a Cell recap.
If you like our handsome faces... Not Josh, he's not on that one, but
I was on
you're on the SummerSlam one.
That's right.
Not the one before it, but a few ones before it.
SummerSlam.
The SummerSlam one.
Where I predicted everything.
So go to youtube.com/ShaftedCinemaPisano, and you can also check out our website, which has the memes of the week, bios, every recap that we do is on there as well. It's very innovative. It's an amazing website.
It is an amazing website.
Thank you.
It only rivals WWE.com itself.
I don't even like their website. Their website has too much shit on it.
Do you know, so...
Anyways, that's what's wrong with WWE.com.
Well, there's plenty.
Yeah.
But you know when you go, have you ever been on their website a few times, maybe?
Of course.
So you know how you click on the shows, you can get like each show.
Yes, and their website takes so long to load because there's so much shit on it.
But Total Divas and Total Bellas is above NXT.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
So they value those shows... Above NXT.
Because NXT doesn't really need ratings. It's on a network. Like, Total Bellas and Total Divas need ratings.
Fair.
to keep going.
I want to go back and see if they break it down the same. If they have someone writing the same shit that they have the stuff like this, like, oh, you missed Bree fighting with Nikki in John Cena's room. They were deciding about what shoes to wear.
Did you really just read that? Was that?
No, I was wondering if they do, though. You know what? Next
no,
week,
I saw, like,
print them out and see if
saw
I can...
some clip on Instagram where they were playing beer pong with each other. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure that's what Nikki and I'm sure that's what Nikki and John do when they're just hanging out. They just play one-on-one beer pong. That does not make any sense at all.
For two,
you can't have one-on-one athletes? Beer pong.
Oh, I meant it the other way. I don't see John Cena drinking much beer.
No?
No.
All right. Also, you can donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe.
And you should. People should do that. Because you know what? It takes a lot of work to do this podcast. And there's so much more that me and Andrew and the rest of the guys can do. But it only helps if we have help.
And I have a mortgage to pay, guys. So that'll help, too.
Yeah.
I have to pay the mortgage. It's a lot of money.
But no, seriously. We have,
and also,
we
Billy
have
5,000
listeners, right? About that, if everyone donated $1 a month, we'd be able to afford so much for this podcast.
Oh my God.
And do so many things.
That's true.
So many things.
That's very true.
We'd be able to have an extra podcast, do more podcasts.
Also,
do more video podcasts.
Look, also, Billy Corgan is out of TNA. They got rid of him.
That's right.
So now it's really just, now we can just swoop right in, guys. If you donate enough, we can just buy TNA.
$1 a month.
Yeah.
$1 a month.
That's all it takes. Yeah. And then also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Vine, even though Vine's going away soon, and Instagram at What's Wrong WWE. You could follow. You could also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano, and Josh is at Mr. Joshua. So do all that. Follow us. Love us. Retweet us. Re-Insta us. And just make, just do everything that I just said.
Yeah.
There you go. It's that easy.
And guys, we appreciate the support. Thank you.
I need to go to the, I need to go to like the Kroger or something and get some medicine. Oh, I hate this. I hate the sinus infection, and my nose is running, and it's gross.
It doesn't look that bad, Andrew. You're just putting it on for the podcast.
No, it feels bad. It feels awful. Having a sinus infection.
Does your brain feel like it's about to explode?
Like, in my mind right now, I kind of sound normal, but I'm sure when you listen back in the podcast, it's going to be like, hey, everyone, welcome to What's Wrong with WWE. I'm Andrew Pisano. Here's Josh Reese. He's got two dicks. So.
Yes. I have two dicks.
Have fun with that.
I will. I do.
What are you and your two dicks going to do tonight?
Nothing. I have to work tonight. I'm taping Booker.
Has he seen your two dicks?
No.
Okay. Booker T has not seen Josh Reese's two dicks.